I would like to invite Claudia. Come on up, please.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Earth Week. Earth Century. Welcome to a new spring, a new season of life unfolding. Since I saw you last, I have been adventuring in our wonderful world of extremes. During the first week of April, I traveled by bus with 300 teenagers to Tijuana. Together, we built 16 small houses for 16 large families. We stayed at a campground in tents and worked hard in groups of about 20 people per house, using only hand tools, saws, hammers, trowels, hose for mixing concrete. It was fantastically satisfying to be part of a project that accomplished so much and so quickly. Lifted up everyone, bringing together, enriching all the people involved. 12 hours after returning home, my husband John and I were on a cruise ship to Hawaii. We returned this morning. There were so many memorable contrasts to go from building relationships with affluent, service-oriented teens from Danville to getting to admire and translate for the little old grandmother, 2 years younger than me, who was so very grateful to have a real house for the four grandchildren she was raising. Then from there, Tijuana, you know what that's like, to be sharing with my husband and lots of other people, about 3,000, 4,000 people, exquisitely prepared and presented meals with this new parade of friendly strangers, mostly comfortably retired folks with countless stories to tell, who were, like I was, joyfully surprised to find so much in common with each new table of travelers. Also heartwarming was all the evidence of people united in spite of their differences. The Hindu married to the Muslim, Democrats married to Republicans, Marine married to a teacher, couples of all kinds who had loved each other for 40, 50, 60 years or more. As a climate activist and a social justice activist, I naturally have a mixture of feelings about cruise ships. Though they boast about their efforts to shrink their carbon footprint, from smokestack scrubbers that trap carbon to cleaner fuels to reducing and recycling their waste, luxury cruises are extravagantly consumerist. Eating, drinking, shopping, and gambling are all encouraged and indulged in, often excessively. And cruises also illustrate inequality based on class, race, gender, and country of origin. Browner people from dozens of poorer countries work while whiter people from a few wealthy countries play. One can choose to focus on the injustice, it's there, or on the friendly, inclusive, small town, small world feeling of living in a diverse community where everyone seems to feel fortunate to be there. Not just the vacationers, but the workers too, some of whom told me it was their dream job, traveling the world while saving enough money to buy a home back home. I don't believe I'm kidding myself when I say that in Tijuana and also on the Hawaiian cruise, I got to experience many of the qualities of beloved community. In this wonderful book, Justice on Earth, People of Faith Working at the Intersections of Race, Class, and the Environment, Jennifer Nordstrom, a UU minister from Milwaukee, my hometown, describes her vision of beloved community. And I was amazed in all the notes I was taking as I was reading this, and trying to share some of it with you, how many of her descriptions of beloved community I felt in Tijuana and on the cruise ship. This is almost her complete list here. We work together to nourish and sustain life. We have diverse, flourishing cultures that cooperate with respect and learn from one another without prejudice. We live free from violence and coercion. We celebrate every day and appreciate the joys of living. We dance and sing, we laugh, we use our minds to the benefit of life, not death. We create art and music, we tell stories. We live in tune with the rhythms of the earth, the seasons, day and night. We live in tune with each other. We live in tune with the rhythms of our own hearts. I experienced so many examples of all of those aspects of beloved community in my travels this month. I loved living in two contrasting communities where people were warm, joyful, curious, grateful, diverse, interesting, caring, and evolving. I had many turns to tell my stories, including spreading the good news that there is legislation now in Congress that will tax fossil fuel companies for the damage their products do and return the revenue to every household as a dividend. It will speed the transition to a clean energy economy, creating millions of good jobs, saving hundreds of thousands of lives, and will simultaneously help resolve a multitude of injustices that now exist at the intersection of race, class, and the environment. I heartily recommend this book for anyone who would like to be inspired by what UU ministers around the country are accomplishing in creating their own visions and versions of beloved community. Thank you.
Easter, Earth Day, Passover, Ostara, here we are in a UU world. And we begin with a reading from the Gospel of Mark. The resurrection. Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went out and purchased burial spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But as they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled aside. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a white robe sitting on the right side. The women were shocked, but the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen from the dead." And they were instructed to share the good news. The theme for this month is wholeness. And like many of my colleagues, I struggled with how to celebrate Easter, Passover, Earth Day, all at the same time. By Wednesday, I was all set to preach about Earth Day. But then, life happens. On Thursday, I participated in a ceremony to honor immigrants and refugees. We heard testimonies from children who had been separated from their parents, from a survivor of the Japanese internment camps who witnessed his little 10-year-old brother die because he was denied medical care, and from Charlotte, a transgender woman from Honduras escaping violence. She's part of a project that accompanies transgender people at the border, advocates on their behalf, coordinates legal assistance, and raises funds to buy them food while they're incarcerated. I had the blessing of washing the hands of a mother whose son is facing deportation. In the Gospel of John, Jesus speaks to his mother from the cross. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. The survivor of the internment camp pledged his solidarity to the children whose father is in detention. The children, in turn, held Charlotte's hand, and the mother whose son is being deported had a whole community holding her. She was not alone. And as we held hands, we sang, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" And we added, "Were you there when they put the children in a cage?" Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. to tremble. By then, I knew that my sermon needed a new life and resurrection, that I needed to share with you what I had witnessed, both the suffering and the good news of solidarity, of loving our neighbor. The biblical scholar Marcus Bourque said, paradoxically, Easter never happened. Easter always happens. This service honors the events of the holiest week in the Christian calendar, the passion and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. Unitarian Universalism has a history steeped in the Christian story, which inspires us to respond to God's love by loving our neighbors as ourselves. Our original chalice had a cross instead of a stylized chalice. It was a cross slightly off-centered to symbolize our inclusivity in our religious pluralism. Whether you identify as a Christian, Jew, Muslim, Buddhist, agnostic, pagan, humanist, atheist, spiritual seeker, or none, today we make space in this beloved community for the mystery of the resurrection as we celebrate Easter. Today we have a wonderful opportunity to live into our Unitarian Universalist principles and values that teach us acceptance of one another, encourage us towards spiritual growth in our congregations, and supports our free and responsible search for truth and meaning. Today we can lift up and celebrate both Earth Day and Easter because they are both about suffering. They are both about the destruction of life as we know it, and how faith and love can resurrect hope and give life the shape of justice. However you understand the concept of resurrection, you need not hide your faith or downplay the importance of this day in this community. In this house of worship, you need never give up your religious and spiritual beliefs in order to belong and find a friend. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. And you are loved unconditionally. This is what it means to nurture the beloved community, to support each other in our spiritual journeys, to appreciate our theological diversity, to encourage each other to search for the holy, and to rejoice when we or our friends find it in an ancient prayer ritual, in the mystery of the night sky, in the resurrected Christ, in the teachings of Buddha, in the miracles of Our Lady of Guadalupe, in the loving embrace of a beloved, in the poetry of Rumi or Mary Oliver, of Langston Hughes, in the words of Reverend Martin Luther King or Bishop Romero of El Salvador, and in our own breath. As you tend your garden, or as you climb a mountain and look at creation with awe and joy in your heart. My friend Joshua puts it this way. It was my search for truth that brought me to Unitarian Universalism. I didn't believe eternal punishment in hell was a real thing. I am so grateful that Spirit led me to not stop searching. I met with a member of my church today and told her who I am as a UU Christian. We can never fully know what the truth of the universe is, but I place my faith in the idea that God is love, and that is good news for the entire universe. I don't need Bible verses or scientific knowledge to prove anything, he says. I just have faith. Jesus is one I've chosen as a model for sacrificial love, for unconditional love. And that's it. That's my truth. And in no way it is meant to invalidate your truth. My hope is that whatever you believe inspires you to love yourself and others more fully each day. End quote. I believe this is what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist, not to build individual spiritual silos, not to silence our deep devotions, but to create shared sacred spaces where everyone is encouraged to grow spiritually. On this day, this beautiful new day, we affirm our Unitarian Universalist values and take this opportunity to let go of any divisions separating us from each other. For we have all experienced loss and death and destruction, and we are all in need of some kind of resurrection and good news. Amen?
Amen.
So I invite you to make of this day a prayer for unconditional love. In the aftermath of the recent tragic events that destroyed three African-American churches in Louisiana, the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, the Cathedral of Notre Dame, and now the churches and hotels in Sri Lanka, let's just take a moment to hold them in our hearts, to hold all that grief in the face of such destruction. Let's just take a breath and let us raise our prayers in the hopes that out of the ashes will emerge new life and that we will rejoice in the miracle of love. Let us hold in our prayers all the places in our own lives that hold suffering and grief and our mourning right now. All the places that have turned to ash and await resurrection, hope, and new life. Easter reveals the power of love over death. The stories say Jesus' friends and family went to mourn him and could not find his body. They were confused and in shock. Later they realized they kept seeing Jesus everywhere, in the eyes of strangers, eating with others, in their own ministries. Love will always be more powerful than death. Love upholds wholeness, and the resurrection means that love is eternal, and acts of love, those acts of love, whether they are in Tijuana or Hawaii or Hayward and in our own homes, love can know no death. Today, may we find the strength in the unconditional love of this community and in our own faith to rejoice in this new day full of possibilities. Hallelujah. Let us give thanks for the chance to begin again, to give ourselves to that larger love, that love without limitations which holds us all. Let's breathe together for just a moment. Resting in this beauty and stillness, resting on this strong earth, on this brand new day.